Welcome. Access granted.
Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. My job requires me to attend dozens of public hearings over the course of the year, whether they are at the Alabama Legislature, State Board of Education, or the Random Forum. In every case, there is a time limit on how long speakers have to voice their opinion. Without fail, there are individuals who have no concept of how to boil down their ideas or have never been instructed to do so. More than anything else, this is the error I witness at public hearings of all kinds. The moderator has informed everyone in the room of the time constraints, usually 2 to 3 minutes. The rules have been laid out for both proponents and opponents on the particular topic. The moderator has displayed the bell that will be rung, or the hand signals that will be used, or the countdown that will be shown. Nonetheless, as the hearing commences, someone is just beginning to work up a head of steam when, time's up, thank you. I would have to stifle a chuckle if I wasn't so bored. And that statement would be harsh if it wasn't so true. I think most of us know the individuals I'm talking about. Long-winded by nature, they tend to talk about themselves insufferably or provide an overblown history of the subject matter at hand or wallow in their own anecdote past the point of their story's effectiveness. You know, my pappy used to say,
I think it was T.S. Eliot who said,
well, when he finally made it back to the surface, I cannot tell you how many times I have seen this happen. I don't think it would be an exaggeration to say every public hearing to which I have ever been privy, at least one participant has been halted midstream. Like I've said, the reasons almost always have to do with a drawn-out tale, an attempt to present an entire legal argument, or an overestimation of one's own extemporaneous speaking skills. To be fair, I will say, often the subject matter is controversial, enticing the most impassioned testimonials. These can be quite moving, but rarely take only 2 minutes to express. The point a person is attempting to make can be somewhat complicated, requiring more words to establish. A professional fast talker would be hard-pressed to crush the argument into the allotted time frame. Some quick tips from a weary witness. No jokes, unless it's a one-liner. Don't offer a history lesson. Everyone on the panel is familiar with the issue. If someone else has made the same point you were going to make convincingly, drop out or press a different point. Practice ahead of time. Have it written down. Don't preach to the choir just to get an amen. And another thing. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.
Thank you. Goodbye.